We're going to listen to Kuf Dalid. I wasn't sure that the Eilam would know that we're picking up today. We're still dealing with Siman Kuf Gimel, I believe. But Siman Kuf Dalid is a short Siman that has only a few Nekudas that are really Negei Alamaisa, really one Iker Nekuda. And that we could do in one shot. Here you go. It's dangerous giving you the whole Shulchan Aruch. You still want one extra Shulchan Aruch. There's one copy here still if anybody wants. So we're going to do Siman Kuf Dalid rather quickly, and then we'll go back to Siman Kuf Gimel and Yitzhak Hashem next week. David, if you have a chance to do Siman Kuf Gimel for next week, okay. Din Achbar Shenimtza B'Yayin HaBishaychar. There's a sugi in Mesechta Savay Dezara regarding a certain psak of Rav Asard, a Achbar, which is something in the Achbar refers to the whole family of rats and squirrels. I don't know from where it comes. There are some who teached Achbar the Dabra to mean a squirrel. I don't know from where it comes. And most people are not sure really if it tastes good or it doesn't taste good, because most of us have never seen it advertised. There's a Gemara in which Rav Asard an Achbar that had fallen into some food, and the Amiraim in the later generation, Rava and I think Rav Sheshes, had an argument if an Achbar tastes good or if it's that Rav holds Nois and Tamlef Gam is Asr. That's a sugya in the Gemara. As far as the halacha is concerned, I'm sure that if your wife found a squirrel in her chicken soup, she wouldn't ask a shayla if it's Nois and Tamlef Shvach or Nois and Tamlef Gam. And that's why I say that we'll learn what it says. However, there's one nekuda of this sif which is very Negei Alamaisa, and since it's sort of an out of the way simin, most people are not familiar with it. And let's learn the whole Sif Aleph, and then we'll get to the Ikar Nekuda. Achbara de Dabra Noisitam Lishvachu. In Achbara de Dabra, the Gemara refers to two types of Achbar. Achbara de Dabra, a wild Achbar, and Achbara de Masa, doesn't mean a domesticated Achbar, it means an Achbar that's found in the city. So Achbar de Dabra Nois and Tam Lishvachu Shari Oyla Shulcha Malachim. You ever heard of that? The Gemara says yes. That Oyla Shulcha Malachim, that squirrel meat is Oyla Shulcha Malachim. I don't know, it's of course a delicacy. So it's an interesting thing that the Mechabish are passing this way. All the Rishayim, the Shachins of Kut and Aleph is Matmiya, because all the Rishayim argue on this. Shach Aleph, Mashmah Divrei HaMechaba Achbar D'Dabra Pshitolei D'Mashbiach B'Sheichar V'Chaymitz. It's Pashitim that it gives a good taste into beer and vinegar. Kimin D'Oyla Shulchan Malachim. U'Bishas Muchach D'Afagab D'Oyla Shulchan Malachim V'Sapkulon Inayis N'Tamlef Gam B'Taruvis. V'Afal Pishayev Shalitchay Kuli Hashev. Even though if you want, you could be Miashiv that the Gemara fits with what the Shulchan Aruch says. They don't hold that there's any Achbar that definitely tastes good. And the Gra and Sivkot Nal says the same thing. And therefore, this beginning of the Mechaber is usually seen as a bit of a tmiya. That an Achbar that read the Dabra is Vade, Nois and Tam L'Shvach, that's a bit of a pella. Let's go weit. Aval Achbar de Masa, but a regular mouse or a rat or anything in that family. We're not sure if it gives a good taste in beer and vinegar. Now, we're going to see in the next sif that in wine or oil, it definitely gives a bad taste. The whole suffix is b'shecher v'chaymetz. If it gives a good taste, the Gemara's case was a case of shecher v'chaymetz, where Rav asked. And we're mesupik if that's because Rav Paskin that it gives a good taste in Sheikh of Achaimitz. Oy, imu paigin. Or maybe it gives a bad taste. And Rav Asid, because he also says that Hamufkam is Asid, but we don't pass it that way. So when the Supik, if an Achbar gives a good taste or not a good taste into Sheikhar, therefore, what do you do? So Shulchan Aruch gives three cases. Lafika. Im nafal Sheikhar, Elochayim, it's Bitzainain. If it fell into it when it's cold, Visi Reishalayim. If a mouse falls into a cold liquid and you pull it out whole, and it wasn't in there for 24 hours, mutter. Now we all know that. We know, it's like Aleph Beis for us, that cold is mutter. So why does the Shulchan Aruch have to say this? The answer is, this is the place where it says the Shulchan Aruch. That this is the place where it says in the Gemara. How do you know that cold is not Beleia? The sugya that cold is not Beleia is over there in Daf Samaches in Avodah Zarah, and that's why the Mechaber brings it here. You're saying the chomis might be a davar charif. Apparently, it's not enough to be called a davar charif. I don't know. It's we're going to see later what we're going to see later in Kufhei. In Kufhei it says in Mukavish b'techzir I b'seich chaimitz. It says there im shakadei shivenu ala or v'yarsiach that's kavish. So there it says v'feresh da chaimitz is kavish. And there the shachi is a kasha from this sif, that the kasha that you're asking. So we'll see. We get there. If chaimitz is a davach, is a davach. Baal kapanim kol. Yes. In Achinami, the Mechaber writes in Siman Tzadiches that there's a Kfeli, give it to a Kfeila. And after that, he goes through the halachas without mentioning it. So, obviously, if it's shy to do it a Kfeila, you do it a Kfeila. If not, then that's when the Mechaber is talking. Okay, there's a rush there in Avodah Zarah Samaches. He says, what's the makor that cold does not belaya? Anybody remember? From Haman. The makor that cold is not belay, we learn from Haman. The Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah that Haman told Achashverosh that these Jews, if a fly falls into their wine, they take it out, throw it away, and they drink the wine. And if you're going to touch the wine, they're going to spill it out. So the Rosh says that that's the makor that we have from Haman, the Pharisee, that cold. What?
That is
the Jews that Haman was talking about. Well, the Gemara tells us what he said. So Haman said that the cold is not Pele. What? You see a zvuv.
Otherwise, it wouldn't come out the cold.
You mean maybe it's because it's nice to have a scam, that's not a raya in the rush. How do we know it passed by common? You're right. Because the Gemara brings it without making any comment. Anyway, this is, we all know. That cold is not belaya. Avol mahayar esayach, but if it was hot, I feel it tzaynein v'shav b'seichem eislays, or it was tzaynein and it was kavush. Bein sishe siroi shalein, say if you take it out with a tol, bein shenichtech lechatichos dakos v'yochel asadonai, or even if it was chopped up and it's possible to pour it through a sieve and get all the pieces of the achbar out. B'misanenes v'nishlo yisham yimena b'seichem klum, even if you can get everything out. Even if it melted into it, legamri, the nasa kulei mashka, and lein nishtayim menu shumah moshes, nitter aydei shei shishim beheter keneged achbar. The second, it is also relatively simple. If the achbar itself is removed, if saiva was chopped and it was removed with a sieve, or saiva was whole and it was taken out, or if it melted into it, if there's no mamoshes there, then it's bottle only if you have shishim keneged achbar. Again, because we're misufik, maybe it's nice in tam l'shvach. See, you need shishim. So again, din number two is also simple. It's a davar pasha. Without this sif, I think any of us would have said, maybe we wouldn't have said it's nice in tam l'shvach, but we all would have said that if you have shishim, that it's muta. That's also easy. The chiddush is this third case of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah's comment. Im nechtach l'chatichos dakos. What happens if you have this achbar and it's chopped into small pieces? with the Indian she'ena yochel asananoi, and it's not possible to put it through a sieve and get out the pieces. Kagai shenis arav ashechar ayachaimitz b'maychel ov. Let's say it's put into maychel ov, into a porridge, into something thick that can't be put through a sieve. Hakoyel osur ve'ein sham bittel. What this means is that if you chop up Isser and you throw it into a pot, the easiest way to picture it is you have a vegetable soup, a thick vegetable soup with all kinds of pieces of everything. And now there's some treifus in there also, and it's not possible to pull out, to sift it out. So the shayla is, how do you look at it? Do you say, well, now it's not nikar b'saychay, we can't really distinguish it, and therefore it should be batel b'shisha? Or do we say, no, it's not batel b'shisha, because l'maisa, when you take a spoonful, at some point you're going to take a spoonful of achbar, and you're going to be eating just the treifus itself. So the Mechaber paskins that it's aser, because l'maisa, there are pieces of mamashes there. When it melts into it, it's batel b'shisha. When someone liquid melts, it blends evenly into the whole thing, and it's not nikar at all. Here, technically, each little piece of achbar or whatever treifus it is, technically, it's there be'en. Just, it's not possible to separate it. It's not possible. Or, well, we'll have to see if we'll call it neck recognizable. So then, but it's certainly not recognizable to separate. So there, the Mechaber says, that's aser. And again, the Mechaber, I think, is the more, the svara goes with the Mechaber. But the Ramah says, I'm just finished, V'davka v'sheretz yesh lachush in nishasham. This is a chumrah by a sheretz im nishasham, shelu yuchal ha'itziyay. Aval b'shari surim ein lachush. The Ramah here has a kula, that this din, which we said here, that if the pieces are not recognizable, if the pieces are mixed in a way that you can't separate them, and but each piece stands by itself, then it's aser. Zakta Ramah, that's only by Shratzim, it's a chumrah of Shratzim, but by Shari Surim, we're mekel. And therefore, let's say somebody would cut a vegetable that's iser, I don't know, whatever type of iser into a soup. What? A piece of nevela into a soup. And then it would be batel b'shisha. Or into a challah. If it's minbe and amina in a challah, in a way that it's not possible to separate it. They cooked a very long time and the whole thing is very thick. You can't separate it. So now, Sakta Ramah, that's mutter. The question is, why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? You can be picking up the yisr just because you can't recognize it. But you may be eating the yisr.
Why is sheretz awesome?
Why is sheretz worse? Okay, why is sheretz worse? So the Taz here goes to town on this Taz, on this Taz, and he says the following. Just start first from the top of the Taz, because there he brings the Ramah's reason. The Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe is, of course, the Ramah. The Ramah's notes on Torah are called Darkei Moshe. Kosev Atam. Shema Yishar Mimenu Ke'adasha. By Yisharetz, by the Shmei Shiratzim, the Metama B'Ke'adasha. Nadasha is a very small being, a lentil, and it's Metama in a small amount. Shushir Tumasai. Hayo V'Tchilas B'Riyasai Have a Ke'adasha. And the reason the Sheretz is Machmir, because there's a concept that Tchilas B'Riyasai Ke'adasha, whatever that means exactly, Mikri Beria V'Eina B'Tela. I can't listen. So the Shita of the Ramah is that a sheretz is a barrier, a small piece of sheretz is a barrier, and therefore it's not batel in this soup. But anything else is batel. So the Taz has all the problems with this.
Is anything else?
He says, what?
Dafka,
we'll talk about Mimbein Amina. So the Taz says, what are you talking about, barrier? Barrier Shanisrasik is not a barrier. Right. Take a barrier and you chop it into pieces. It doesn't have a din of a barrier. And okay. So it's a pella. The Darkei Moshe's chiddush is lakula. Darkei Moshe's chiddush is that we're machmi here only by sheretz. The Mechaber understands that we're machmi by everything because there might be a small piece that's nicker. And Darkei Moshe says no. This is a special chumrah by sheretz, and it doesn't hold true by anything else. So he passes, if you go through, he brings rayas, he writes, Shtoimem Shois Harvei. Usually in, when you want to say something's a Pella, you used to write, Shtoimem Kishah Chada, the Gemara says it. Shtoimem Kishah Chada, it's a pasuk in Daniel. When Daniel was told the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, it says, Shtoimem Kishah Chada, for an hour he was, or a period of time he was amazed, he couldn't understand it, and then he understood it. So in the Gemara it uses the expression Shtaimim Kishah Chada, but that's when you understand it afterwards. The Taz here writes Shtaimim Shois Harbe. He doesn't understand this whole Rama, this whole Kula of the Rama. If you go down to the end, he's Venera lead 3 lines at the bottom. The Ba'achbar Yeshlochu Shem Yoichol Chatichas Isser Bifnei Atzmai. I think this is the way we would instinctively say that we have to be chayshish that you might eat a piece of issa by itself. Bishlama yavesh v'yavesh. Now he's bavarni akash. What do you mean? What about yavesh v'yavesh? You have a piece of nevela and 2 pieces of kosher. It's mutter. You also might eat. Right? Min b'mina yavesh v'yavesh. Mutter. You also might eat the issa. So bishlama yavesh v'yavesh. Nepach issa lehetu. Mekayach haroi. Xeris hakasim. Xeris hakasim that min b'mina is the sapach lehetu. And that's why if you have grain which is iser, which is mixed with grain which is heter, it's batel barayv, you're allowed to eat it, even though you might be biting into a piece of dagan which was iser, because that became heter. But here we don't say that the iser turned to heter. Ela hatam b'chema de bahani bittel mishum di'ef shel afrisha le'iser b'zeh ikar heter. Of a kosher nikik tzas be'akum v'adei zarka v'eni eichloi ela b'chal hachem. He's going on a raya from a case involving butter, but basically what he's saying is that if it's nikik tzas, that it's still osir, and since the pieces are nikka, they stand by themselves. There's no din of nepach laheter, and therefore he paskins l'chumra. So this is the taz which we would understand in svara. The
I pick up in a spoon. I'm picking up. If I had a soup and I had, it was a meat soup, meat and vegetable soup, right? So if I pick up a spoonful, I'm picking up a few pieces of meat in there. So I say if it's something else, it's bottle. If it's sherets, kadasha, that you are more to be mechadish. That won't be bottle even with min b'mina.
All right. So the let's see how the shach pastas like the Ramah. The Shach does hold like the Ramah. It's in the Nekudas HaKesef Be'ikr, which is basically on the next page. Most of you don't have, those are photo stats, most of you don't have on the second side the Nekudas HaKesef. But I'll read to you the Nekudas HaKesef. He says that, of course, the Taz is right. Vade Eikabonis HaRamah Dekadasha Mishereth Eine Batel Metamberia. Avadi doesn't mean mamish dine beria. Died hatzar beria tzarchli is davish shalim. Beria has to be something which is whole, and here the achbar was chopped up. Kilal simakov ela kavanas rama. Dache dine kalach balach. Beikur when something mixes into a taruvus this way, it has a din of lach balach. Kivish nesar b'mashka, since it's nesar in a liquid. Ela de kasha. Im kena mai aser. Why does the Gemara say by achbar it's aser? Daha nizbatel kshiyeshishim negdai. Elavade shani hacha. What the Rama means to have a kemoi beria, the loike al kadashim in atayra, the chomer tvei, the gozer rabbanan bei, the chashin and shem yifka b'mamashe shel kadasha, v'osli udechiv deiraisa. He says that Chazal, that this, the Ramah doesn't mean as it didn't beria, fits into the rules of beria. He's saying this issa that we find in the Gemara is Xerid Rabbanan, since Adasha is Chashuv, so therefore it's Xerid Rabbanan, and therefore there's a special issa by Achbar, by the Shemini Shiratzim, which doesn't apply to other insects, anything else. And everything else, if it's a barrier, if it's a whole barrier, it's still aser. But if it's not a barrier, then it's mutter. Even though you might bump into, you might in fact take a piece of it into your mouth. This is the the way the Shach. So basically, you have the Ramon the Shach maintain that, and the Mechaber and the Taz have an argument. If you have a Taruvus, and in the Taruvus there are pieces which really stand by themselves, but they're not Nikr Bifnei Atzman, is that considered a bottle in a Taruvus? Or do we say, no, bottle is only if it spreads, it dissipates the whole thing, and not if it's still standing in one place. This is the Machlokes. Because Yavesh B'Yavesh, there's a din of Bittul Barayv. So Bittul Barayv, there's a din of Nitapach HaIsalias Heder, and it's Mutter. But here, it's not Yavesh B'Yavesh. Here, B'Iker, it's something that would be Nikr. It's Min B'Mein Aminai, I mean. It's not, the difference is not Yavesh B'Yavesh. The difference is, Yavesh... He means Min B'Minai. Min B'Ein Aminai, there's no Bittul Barayv. Min HaTorah, Min B'Ein Aminai is also bottle, although it's hard to find the attempts, it's true. It would be even by Min B'Ein Aminai, when you're not even getting... Yeah, Nachinam. If you can find the attempts, so what?
This
is not Min B'Minai. The Taz is saying, ay, by Yavesh B'Yavesh, which I assume to be Min B'Minai, because we only pass him Min B'Minai, Yavesh B'Yavesh, bottle Barayv. So there, if you have Nevela and Basa Shchuta, so Minatari can eat all three. You're allowed to eat all of them. Why? I is eating the Isser. He says, there's a din of Bittul Barayv, and it's the Sapir. But Shekhar over here, with Be'etzem, it's a Davar HaNikr. It's just because of its mixture now that you can't find it. So that's the Machlaikis here, the Taz and the Shach, whether that's considered to be something that's Isser or not. It's rare in Yeridaya that the Ramon, the Shach, are Mekel, and we're not Mekel like that. It's a very rare thing that the Ramon, the Shach, agree on something Lakula that we don't paskin like them. But here, the Paiskim Machrainim paskin like the Taz and the Mechaber. They paskin the Archa Shulchan and the Chochmas Adam, both paskin in the Prichadosh, paskin the way the Svara would be. That if you may eat the thing by itself, you may still come to eat it. It should still be a davar aser, and it's aser except Epsom Beruba, then Meikel. But otherwise, unless it's a nimuach or safi nimuach, right. That would not Meikel.
Yes. Is it minatara? Is it minatara? Is it rice? What is it?
Okay.
Why is it different than any other body?
Because normal, no. The issue here is the issue. You mean it should be minatayr? It should be batul barayv min be'ena minay. See, it depends how you look at this. Do you look at it that each piece is nicker? What's not nicker? In theory, if you separate all the pieces, if you work on it, it would be possible. If it would be a diamond ring, you would take it all apart until you found a diamond. You wouldn't say it's not nicker. Here, in theory, it's possible to separate each little piece because each piece is by itself. It's just. Now possible.
Now it's not separate. Now it's not separate. You could separate it, but now it's not
separate. Right. So that's a dispute.
But
yeah.
But you that's
the Chavis Das and the Crazy Placey. The Chavis Das and the Crazy Placey want to find the middle ground, the pshara, between the two shitas. They both say the same psak, although based on two different svaras. Crazy Placey svara is an easier one to explain, so I'll go with that. They both say that it depends. If the mixture is a kedzayis b'kdei achilas pras or not. In other words, we know that min haTorah there are two levels of issa. There's the issa to get an einish min haTorah is only a kedzayis of issa. And we're talking now not about achbara, where everybody agrees with mach, we're talking about shari surim. You have a little piece of nevela mixed in with your vegetable soup, and you can't spot where the piece of nevela is. So they say, let's see, if the mixture is such that it's a kezayis b'tei achilas pras, that it's possible you come to eat a kezayis in the shir hazman, which is an isadai raisa, so they say, then you have to be machmir. Then it's aser. If it's less than a kezayis b'tei achilas pras, then they say that you could be mekel. Ay, chatzi shir aser min haTorah. Chatzi shir is also aser. So the crazy place, he says, 1 minute. Why is Chatzishir Aser? Because you might come as Chazil Starufe. you make a person make up to eat the shear. He says, Bekai Gavna, we'll never come to eat the shear because you can't, it's not nicker by itself. So there, here, we're going to be, here we're Mekel, we don't say the Chati Shear is awesome at our Torah. Okay, here's Nachazi Listarufe, because you know, you can't possibly eat this soup and come to a Gzayas with Techilas Pras, it's not noticeable. So Mimela, there's no din of Chati Shear awesome at our Torah.
Chati Shear is awesome, even if I only have a Chati Shear and I have no other.
Are you so sure?
Yes.
Pribagada is not so sure. This is in the yeshiva world. This is a famous klar of the Pribagada. The Gemara says the chati shir is asim in haTorah, that a person is not allowed to eat a half a shir of anything because it's chazi litzarufe. So Pribagada declares the following hechatimtzut. He says, what happens if it's the last second of Pesach? And all right, we aser chametz b'mashu. Min haTorah, chametz is also only aser b'kazayis. A person eats half a kazayis of chametz the last second of Pesach. It's not chazil, it's tarufe. There's no way it's possible. There's not even enough time. He's eating a chatzishir of chametz at the last minute of Pesach. Is he over deraisa of chatzishir? So that's totally in the way the Rebbe Chanan uses his lashon. Whether chazil tzarufe is a simin or a siba, which means to say the following: when the Gemara says if you eat half a kazayis of nevela, it's an issa deraisa because it's chazil tzarufe. You can understand that two ways. You can understand that look, if you eat a whole kazayis, the person's over deraisa. So it can't be when he ate his first half, it wasn't a deraisa, because then how is it ever a deraisa? Chazil tzarufe is a simin that the Torah asked every bit. Every bit is an iser, and because it's roi, it's tzarufe to become a kazayis. Well, no. Now, really, chati shir is not iser, but it's a siba. Since it's roi, it's tzarufe, therefore there is a therefore there's such a such a din. So this is a clar if it's a siba or a simin. You're saying that's a simon. No, really, Chachi is always sasa. Crazy place. You're saying it's a siba. It has to be able to come to at least a levice.
Because you could take a piece of aqua from outside the soup.
That's a good kasha. I was worried somebody's going to ask it. It's a good kasha on a few of the cases that they talk about.
So
I don't have an answer. I don't want to tell you what he is. But it's just you're right. I don't know. I don't know the answer. But the kasha is not only here. No, the kasha is in all the cases.
There's a difference because he's not going out eating the
issur.
He's not going out eating
nachshor.
He's eating the soup.
It's still chazir tarufei. All right. And he was asking that chazir tarufei. Let's say it has a third of a kedayis dechilas pras. So you can eat half of a kedechilas pras, which is a sixth of a kedayis, and then take 5/6 of a real achbar, and then it'll be mitzdar. All right, this is all a discussion.
So I guess it's a crazy place they hold to go out to Sheretz.
Rabbi Saul Salanter used this halacha l'maisa, this klar. Rabbi Saul Salanter during the epidemics where he tried to convince everybody that it's also to fast on Yom Kippur. There were cholera epidemics for 2 or 3 years. And he went, you know, the storybooks say he went from town to town, he made kiddush and shul. Which can't be because you don't make kiddush on Yom Kippur even if you eat.
My book says
so. So at any rate, but he convinced that so he came up with the eighth because people didn't want to eat on Yom Kippur. So Reb Saul Salanter was mefarsim the following eitzah. He said that everybody should make a neder that's chal a minute before Yom Kippur that they're not going to eat kesevas. There's not kesayas, kesevas. You're not going to eat kesevas of any food for the next 25 hours. Should make a neder, or shvua actually, or maybe it's lashon neder, Michael or shvua, I won't eat for 25 hours. What do you gain? What you gain is once you make the neder. So when your kippah comes, ain't it a chal iser? Once you're ready asked it be iser neder. So now your kippah is not chal. What does it help? You still made a neder. You can't eat. So he said no, but on Yom Kippur there's din of chasi shi'asa ben atayrah. On Hilchis Nedarim there's no din of chasi. It's actually a machlekes rishayim. The Shulchan Aruch says there's no din of chasi shi'ah because when a person makes a neder, he means what he says. If he says I'm not going to eat kazayis, not going to eat kesevas, He means tisavis. He doesn't mean less. So there's no din of chatzi shir. So what? Oh, so he said you should say all these surim. He said you should say all these surim, even if it's a malacha, which we don't understand why. He said you should ask on yourself eating and drinking and sicha and tashamita and rechitza and even what? Oh, one second. So this is what he said. He said, well, therefore it'll be butter. You mean it's a maisa because of chatzishir. Oh, but chatzishir is only yasser, he said, if it's chazi l'tzarufa. Here's the chazi l'tzarufa, because there'll never be issa yom kippur on a kesevis. Once you take off the issa kesevis, there'll be no issa chatzishir. And the meila, the whole thing is good. Now, why we can't do this every yom kippur? Separate discussion for now.
I won't eat it all.
What if he said
I won't eat it all?
Say you shouldn't eat it all.
No, doesn't mean it less than Kazayas?
No, it means nothing. I'll eat it all.
It means nothing?
So anyway, this is... I was getting sidetracked. Because that's the crazy place he makes this pshara between the two shittas. To be mechalik in the case. They hold that it's totally exactly what's correct.
By charity, hold the svara that the top was from the Dagi Moshe, that they were going to. Because otherwise, then why
is it also by charity? By charity, it'd be like the Shach explained, they were going to. Yeah. Akoponim, what I told you when we started is that the main Yediyah and Simen Kuf Dalid. Is this idea? Is this, this idea? We'll learn to the rest of Kuf Dalet. Rather, there's a famous Chassam Sofer soon.
It's
your size today, so we have to learn the Chassam Sofer. Okay.
What's the case exactly? That the pieces are small.
Whatever the reason, you can't separate. You can't buy
these. These are the only pieces that are in here.
There are a lot of pieces. Like a vegetable soup, there's a lot of pieces.
What's the chashash might be magish?
You're certainly going to come to it. So the question is whether you ask. All right. Anyway, this is Sif Aleph. I'll read you Sif Beis. Those of you who have. You have the Mechaber Ramah on the back of the handouts. Read the Mechaber Ramah, and then I'll read you the Pesachei Tshuva on it. First of all, the Mechaber is easy enough. Enough Aliyayim V'Shemen, Aylashar Mashkim. If the same Achbar, which we're not sure if Achbar tastes good in beer, that's because beer has a unique taste, or vinegar has a unique taste. When it falls into wine, or oil, or shar mashkim, paygim bevadai, then certainly an achbar gives a bad taste. Vein tzar shishim levatel plitasai, slice tam lefgam, and then you don't need shishim. The shach in sifkat nehei brings from the marshal who asked shar mashkim. He said only yayim v'shemen is mutter. But shar mashkim is, maybe it does give a good taste, only yayim shemen v'dvashi adds. Wine, oil, and honey have a special taste. They have a good taste. But other things, it's still a suffix. Maybe it's mishabeach. Shachay. Shasakotin hay. So akoponim, this is a machlaikis. Like I said when we started, your wife is not going to ask you a shiloh when she finds an achbar in the... in the pot.
You'll hear
about it. Yeah. Now, this Ramah is interesting, not because of the Achbar case as much as because of how he deals with Hilchus Sveikus. Now, it seems from this Ramah the derech was that when people cooked meat, they didn't throw out the gravy. Gravy, some people say gravy today also, you freeze it, you put it into a cholent, it's very good. What they used to do is they had a pot, and they cooked, they would pour the gravy or the fats from the cooking into the pot. And not like today when they trim all the fats off the meat. There was a lot of fats. And when you put it in, it would congeal, it would become hard. And they would save it. And they had this pot, and over time, they cook today, they cook tomorrow. How it stayed fresh, I don't know exactly, but they would pour into it over time. The shaila the Ramah deals with now is if a person has such a pot, and finally, you know, he filled it up with gravy and fats, and he finds an achbar inside. Now it's a suffix, when did the achbar fall in? Was the achbar there after it filled up and turned cold? Was the achbar there when it was hot? And what time did the achbar come in? And remember, it's not a klirishin. This is an iri klirishin. It's just something you pour it into. So let's see how he deals with it. First he says, l'fizem nafal l'shuma nami dina hachi. The din will be the same that shuman is mishabeya, is paigim. V'yesh machmirin b'shuman. And some are machmir, they say that achbar gives good taste into shuman. Afilu mukasha l'faneinu. And even if in front of you the fats have congealed, im shafchai midei yaim v'yaim shuman b'kdeira, if you every day pour some fats into this kedeira, v'yesh l'sapek, and you're not sure, shema ha'achbar ha'yisham kishi'iru alav shuman reseach. Maybe when I poured in the fats, maybe the achbar was there, and then the iri klirishin caused the bliya to come into the fats. Hakol aser, it's a suffix iser. And he says you have to be machmir afilu yeshishim bishuman neged kolo achbar. Even if by now it's full and the ashishim keneged achbar, still, maybe when I poured in the fats, there was no shishim. The fats I poured in were nas nevela. Now when I pour in more fats, I need shishim against the first fats. So now, it's still going to be awesome. So the klipa became aser, and then later more came aser. So how much do you pour it in one shot? That's what he means. V'im lo yiru alav, aish yiru alav yadua shalai hayisham ha'achbar kishi yiru alav. If you know for sure when you put in the hat, there was no achbar. V'ashuma v'alfaneinu kishu kasha, and now the fat comes in front of us all congealed. And you find an achbar inside, v'chein nintza achbar alav, or if the achbar is found on it, sagi lei b'netilas makim, v'loi mechzakin aniser. It's enough to take a day netila. The kedei netila, Rabbi Kivega says, uchum rabbi alma. It's just because uchum rabbi alma shum demoyis, because it's something that's mios. Oy shederach shuman ivish shalolias kasher kolkach. Well, maybe when the achbar rests at that exact spot, it becomes liquidy. But al kaponim, the thing it's muta. V'leimach zakina nisa shema haya shuman rach kishenafal sham. We don't say, well, we're not sure if the achbar fell in when it was soft. The kovish have a kemavushal, and maybe it's there for 24 hours. The mutter b'kayach svek sveka. The Ramah says we have a svek sveka. Safek nafal sham kshaya kasha. First of all, maybe it fell when it was hard. Vim timtzalay mikshuhu rach, even if it fell in when it was soft, shemen es kasha kaidim shir kavisha. Maybe it became hard before the 24 hours. And then it wasn't
How did it get inside if it was all congealed?
How did it get inside if it was all congealed? I guess it means it's a good question.
It crawls through the ground.
So the Prima Gadim, I'm sorry, the Prima Gadim says here a klal, which he's going to say again in Kuf Hei. Prima Gadim says what's called liquid for kavush. So he says that liquid for kavush has to be that it could be poured. I think ira. Let me see the lashon. So it could be it fell through the liquid. It could be that the fats were not so congealed to hold up the achbar, but still it doesn't have a din of kavush because it's that the kavush lehave ala yavesh b'mashkat solul. V'choshu rashi misnanei amamakim malakim rach mikri linyan kavisha. Has to be something that's gimel and taz gimel and shir mishle zav gimel. You mean you make a spec fake out of that? So I saw. Okay. I saw one of the mafarshim here on the page on the bottom. He says b'di'eved we can make a svek sveka out of this whole shita if it's nice and tamlof gamuna. We can really make a svek sveka. Maybe it's kavush, and maybe it's not even nice and tamlof shvach. He brings such a svek sveka, but that's it. He says that only b'di'eved. The chatchila we're machmir for the shita of the mashal and the Ramah. That it does have a din of mishabeach b'shuman, And yesh machmir b'shuman and lechatchila
u'mah. What if you can't find the akbar?
If you can't find the akbar, it's a major problem. Yeah.
You first have to know that it was there.
Now I have to tell you this sex fake. I tell you when we started. I wanted to host the Mekum Dala today. There is a major discussion in the sex fake. Why we don't go bust the chazaka de meikara? We usually have a cloud by chazakis. Then we say a shinui happened, it happened as late as possible. Which you had in the first parak in Ksubis, a woman is suffix, she's a basula of ba'ula. You say she changed as late as possible. So the question here is why we don't go basar the chazaka de meikara and say that whatever shinuyim happened as late as possible, and that the achbar fell in later. This is a kash of the Issa v'Heter, which is quoted here in the Taz. Shame the Issa v'Heter. And there's a long Yad Avram on the bottom as well. And the Taz is Sifkat and Gimel. And the Chavis Das talks a little about it. So, but it's, like I said, it's not our Inyan. What I'd like to show you is the Pischei Tshuva. He says, Lechav Seif is Yartzeit, an extra reason. This is, I think, a famous incident with the Chassam Sefer. Uvda Yadana. He's quoting the Chassam Sefer. Sifkat and Gimel in the Pischei Tshuva. I'm starting about 4 or 5 lines down. Uvda Yadana. Pam Achas. Parcha Tarnagailis. Letech Kalachas Chema Reisachas Alaish. Umesa. The person was cooking butter. You remember the story on a butter on a pot of fire? And a chicken jumped in, umesa b'saicha, and the chicken died inside.
What happened if it hadn't died?
So what? Oh, we'll talk about if it hadn't died. Okay, good. Well, we're going to talk about that. V'hayra goyin echad. Some say in a different tshuva writes that the goyin echad was his rabbi, Rav Nosson Adler. Paskin sha'asar achema afilu loyve kichavim. He said that this batch of butter that they were cooking for yid, there was no havamin in its mother. L'chari can sell it to a guy. If something's not kosher, you sell it to a guy. He said, it's also filloi v'kirav v'shafku b'chutzais. So he said, what do you mean? Basa b'chalav is also b'hanah. And since basa b'chalav is also b'hanah, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. So they put it down the sewer. V'shuv iskiru. Then they reminded Rav Nosson Adler, the basa oif b'chalav muta b'hanah. The basa oif b'chalav is only drabanan. Rabbanan did nasa hanah, they only asked it achila. So his psak was wrong. The heshiv. So then Rav Nosson Adler thought about it and he said, inachinan, banah muteres. The reason I gave was wrong. Ulumaychu loy kachavim asura. Afal pikein, to sell it to a guy is asur. Mishumblias eva menachai, da osala benayach. He said it's still asur. The cost of sham, so Chassam Sefer writes, hizmin loy Hashem yizbarach tiritz. L'shizva mekisufa. Kadosh Baruch Hu found him a pshat to save him from being embarrassed. Ki mitchila lekiven l'zeh. He said, I saw my Rebbe. He was thinking, if Asa B'chalav is Asa B'anoi, he told him, spill it out. And later on, he said, oh, but if you can't sell it to a guy anyway, because the guy is one of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach Hazeva Menachai, and before this bird died in the butter, it was alive when it first went in. So it's Belei Avim and Achai. And then, because when chicken was alive, it gave off
from itself.
A bit of butter.
From itself.
And then, the then later it died. What?
Why not?
It's a cipher. Yeah, I hear the question.
Why not?
All right. Tom Kicker, I guess.
Why not?
Can we tell this
Chassam Sefer raised a tremendous tumult over which issue? If a chai is by leia, if a living thing could a living thing be by leia? Could it be? Now Chassam Sefer himself in the tshuva, which I think he mentions at the beginning, says if so, if you have a cow that ever had something in its stomach that wasn't kosher, so it became it was kosher in its stomach, and the meat of the cow becomes awesome. So he says that that's no question. The chaim hativi, the natural, the body heat that makes things change in the body, whatever changes in the body, that's not Beleia. He says that's a Dava Pashin. But besides that, it's a Dava Chai is Beleia. So this raised, I don't know of a tshuva that's maskim to this. I know a lot of tshuvas that are very machmir. They all ask, if so, if a person sticks his finger into a hakov, he burns himself, he burns yourself. So if a person sticks his finger in, so then the food is going to become treif because the human being stuck his finger in. So they say a teres. They say that the only reason an animal is eved menachayim when it's alive is because it's oimid leivarim. It's oimid to be chopped into eivarim. A human being is not only to be chopped into Eivarim, and therefore, a human being doesn't have a din Eivim and Achat. But still a Kashim, because some Rishayim hold that Basa Adam is Asr.
So,
this is a Kashim. So, Shlaima Kluger writes in his style, you know, you can see his style. He writes about the Chassam Sofer, that just like his Rebbe made one mistake, his Rebbe made two mistakes. That's what he writes in his Tshuva. And Imram Sheikh, who is a Talmud of Sav Sefer, is also matmiya on this psak. It's interesting, the Stiper in Chulin, I think it was Simon Dalid, writes that even though all the Achrayim don't pass in the Dovachai is Pilate, but Lachar is a Beferish Gemara. Where is it a Beferish Gemara? Gemara says that if you shecht an animal, the animal's an avela, so the Gemara talks about whether you have to kasher the knife or not. So the Gemara asks the kasha, if you're worried about the avela with the knife, what about eva menachai? When you shecht it, so it's by leia eva menachai when it's alive. So the Gemara answers, the base of shechita doesn't get hot till the end of the shechita, and by that time it's not chai anymore. But you see, Beferish, the Gemara is saying that a living cow could be pilot Eva Menachai. So Lechaira, despite everyone's protestations, he says, he brings it, it's not his kasha, he brings from two of the Achrayim who is this kasha. And he says in Beferish Gemara that a Dovachai is pilot. So he suggests a middle ground, which would explain Rav Nosson Adler, and he says the following. He says that really an Eiver Chai is not pilot. If you stick your finger into a chicken soup or a chocolate or a coffee, you know you can drink your coffee. It's not a problem. Living flesh is not pilot. What Rav Nosson Adler meant is if you have an aver which is still attached to a chai, but the aver died, the chicken went in. Its wings died first before the goof of the chicken died. The wings died. The wings are very thin, and the heat would have killed them first. At that time, it was an aver mace attached to a guf chai of a bird. And I believe, if I recall correctly, that's what the stipler writes, sort of as a pshara. The ravada, chai is not a pilot. That's sort of a pshara. When I was matmiya, I was under Maram Shik. I was thinking, just like Ram Nosson Adler, some Sefer's Rebbe made a mistake, his Talmud made a mistake. Maram Shik writes that according to the Chassam Sofer, if you go to the fish store, and they have swimming around in the little thing, kosher fish and treif of fish. The kosher fish will become treif. Because they're swimming around, they're kavush, together with the treif of fish. Now in the sea, it's buckle mashishim. But in the little basin of things, so it should become aser. That's his kasha on the chsam site. Right, and pile it back into the so, what? I don't know. I was thinking it's a mistake for a different reason. He says the Chaima Tivi is Mahapach things. It could be the Chaima Tivi. What? Kavush.
No, fish are cold blooded.
That's why it has scales.
So I don't know.
To prevent it from.
The pad of the Chema is Basa B'Cholav. That's for sure. See, the pad, because once the chicken died, it was real Basa B'Cholav. If the chicken jumped out.
Yeah.
If the chicken jumped out, so if the chicken jumped out and the wings were also good, so then it's mutter. Unless you learn Pshat Nesam Seifer, that a chai. See, if you learn Pshat Nesam Seifer, a chai is pilot, so it would be awesome. It's a bit of a pella. If you learn the way the stipler says, only if the wing died, then the chicken was alive, then it's pilot.
And then
what? The pot? Once the butter is also, the pot will be also. The butter and the pot will have the same din. By basa b'chalav, everyone holds chaticha das neveli, the shishim against the whole thing. If the chicken is less than a 1/60 in the butter, it will be mutter. But once, is this a basa b'chalav? But basa b'chalav, everyone holds chaticha das neveli, and you'll need shishim against the whole thing. Is the live chicken now basa b'chalav?
Uh-huh.
Very interesting. Give it to a kfeila to taste. If a fly, so that's another right. I want to bring a raya from Haman. I mentioned in the beginning because I know I'll come back to it. They want to bring a raya from Haman that a chai is pilot. Because the Chassam Sefer himself brings this raya in the end of his tshuva. That a chai is pilot. He just writes, the chai is pilot like the Rosh says by Haman. That's this case. He said that if a fly, he brought a raya cold, does an aser, because if a fly falls into the, if a fly falls into the wine, the Jews throw it out. And if you stick your finger in, they don't. So, what's the raya? So it's a raya, Dr. Rush, that tzaynin is muta. Maybe tzaynin is aser, but a live fly is not pilot. So they take the fly out. That's why, maybe really cold is by laya, what's the raya from Haman? So that's the time. That could be Haman was talking about a dead fly, not a live fly, I don't know. The live flies, but that's some sad reason.
Why did it shop in the chicken last week shattered a layer of a dead wing you just mentioned?
Because it's not how. Only the base of Shechita is had. Only the base of Shechita is had. The rest of it, when you shot the chicken, it's cold. It's not beleya. Gemara's havamina was that the base of shechita reseach is in the beginning of shechita, so it should ask. So Gemara says no, base of shechita is not hot till you finish the shechita, and at that time there's no even menachai. But it's cold. It's all cold. It's not a problem, but, right? Only the base of shechita is reseach.
Isn't for a guy ever menachai even when it's mefar cheses? So it should be also
for a guy. It should be also.
Base of shechita should be also for a guy.
That what? No, maybe she kashed a knife after every shechita. She shecht and kashed a knife. Shecht and kashed a knife. Maybe the knife is belay avim nachai, and you tack after for the next time.
That would work great at Emter.
Okay, let's just see Sif Gimel. All right, Sif Gimel is an expression in the Gemara, which is Dvarim Amu'usim Shenafshi Shaladim Katzabahem. Disgusting things that people people find revolting. Kinemalim Vizbuvim Vyatushim Shakal Adam Baidal Mehen Lemiyusan Afilu Nisarav Bitashal Venimcha Gufan Lesaychai. If you have creatures, insects that are not Badasha, they're not the Shmaini Shiratzim. And here anyway, the Nimchi, but if they are the Shmaini Shiratzim, Imehete Rabba Olav Utarim. You need Raif. Now the Chiddush is, this is a Gemara. The Chiddush is, you might think, what's the difference if it's Raif and not Raif? It's nice in time of Gam, it's Pogum. So we say it's Taka Pogum, Vafapi Kain Asra Taira. The Taira acid, the Muach, it melted in. It's not a berry anymore. It melted in. But the fact that it's pagan by itself would not be a heter, because alpha pikein asra tyra, the tyra b'tyra acid insects. So therefore, in the sar b'tashel v'nimsa gufa l'saicha yemeheta rabalav, you need raiv mutarim. Now it's interesting. The Taz brings machmirim. Taz and Sukkot and Vav brings the marshal pasuk lahachmir b'zeh chamarichami masuk lahachmir. There's some that hold that since a bug the tyra acid it. In Ishishin, can I get it? Avukvar kasser amasim mukum science of bay she'ain l'shanis haminik shenayger lahakol. Chatchila, we try not to come to a situation. If you have a fly in a soup, the chatchila we don't spoon out the fly until it cools, because in the soup it's bottled with shishin. If you take it out with a spoon, in the spoon it may not have shishin against it. So chatchila we don't take it out. But the evet, so the spoon will become aser, the soup and the spoon. It says you shouldn't pour it out. If you have a fly and you're pouring it out of a hat for clearation, you have to be careful. If the fly has to come out before what's left is less than shishim keneged the fly. But nevertheless, b'di'evad w'meikul, b'komok and kosha efshel libdekul lahavim b'misanenes b'idekul misanen. In case your wife is not makud, you should tell her that if there are bugs, she should try as best she could to get them out, to sift them. Miu b'chalav v'shichra yeshlochish k'may ba'achbar, but chalav v'shichra v'chayshish, that all bugs give a good taste, just like an achbar gives a good taste. Gives a good taste. All right, our Baruch Hashem in our days, if any bugs, we could all afford to throw away things that there are bugs in. I just misupik once, if it's mutter, if you have a pot of soup, and you're a merchant, and a merchant has a pot of hot soup, he's cooking, he's going to sell chicken soup, and a bug falls in, an achbar falls in,
it's not lost,
so he takes it out, he throws it away, it's apidin, it's mutter. See, you're allowed to sell it, even though the customers would never, they knew that there was an achbar in it, no, they wouldn't buy it. Is he allowed to sell such a thing?
They knew what went on in the kitchen. They would never buy it anyway.
Okay. Mitzvah Hashem. Now, I believe we didn't do Kuf Gimel last year. So, Kuf Dalet was short. We'll do Kuf Gimel. Nice and time of Gam. Mitzvah Hashem. We'll start next week.
Have a good week.
Yeah. A good winter, everybody.